Yishma's Alter Nechemya ben Mordechai Hyman Sakalau, as well as Chaye Sarah Bas Chaim Dov, Ida Asip, whose yard sites are this evening Yud Aleph Iyar. So we have a Kiddush in Daf Lamed Tes. The Mishnah writes as follows. The Mishnah says, Kala Osa Mitzvah Achas Metivin Lo Umarichin Lo Yamav. Somebody who performs a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back, he'll give him a good life, he'll give him an Arichas Yam. I was at a Levaya today, for those who were present, the father-in-law of Larry Gabe and David Shulder, right? So their father-in-law passed away. He was 3 weeks short of 99 years old. So Itaka had an Arichas Yam. So the Mishnah over here says, you get an Arichas Yam, v'nochal asa'aretz, and you get to be nochal asa'aretz, seemingly meeting Eretz Yisrael, kol she'eno osa mitzvah achas, but somebody who does not perform mitzvahs in his life will not have blessings. So the Gemara goes on to ask a question. What do you mean? We say a Mishnah every morning in our Shachris, in the beginning of the davening in the Birchas HaShachar, we say the Mishnah from Maseches Peah. What does it say? We don't get paid ba'olam hazeh. We don't get the schar. So how can the Mishnah tell me over here that if you do a mitzvah, olam hazeh, Hashem is going to give you a wonderful life, ariches yam v'shanim, everything's going to be great? What do you mean? We have a Mishnah that we're so familiar with in Maseches Peah that says all of the schar that a person accrues throughout his life by doing mitzvahs, by performing mitzvahs, it's only going to come hakeren kayem as loli alam habas. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara goes into a whole discussion, and the Gemara finally quotes the shita of Rabbi Yaakov, and that is that schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. Yes, you're in fact correct. The Mishnah and Peah is right that we assume that schar mitzvah b'hai alma leka. There's no such thing as getting schar for a mitzvah in olam hazeh. And really, the Mishnah is correct that hakeren kayem as loli alam habas. All the schar that we're going to get la'asad lava will be L'olam haba. Similarly, we have a Gemara in Erevin Daf Chaf Beis where the Gemara tells us, based on the Pasuk in Va'eschanan, the Pasuk writes in Devarim, "Ushmartem es haMitzvah ve'es haChukim ve'es haMashpatim asher anochi mitzavcha hayom la'asosam." Says the Gemara, "Hayom la'asosam." Today, when you're living in Olam Hazeh, that's when you're supposed to perform the mitzvah. However, machar lekabel scharim, you're only going to get the schar for the mitzvahs that you do. Machar, what's machar means? When a person goes to the Olam HaEmes, so then you're going to have the schar that you worked so hard to get throughout all the mitzvahs that you performed in your life. So we believe that we get reward only in Olam HaBa, but in Olam HaZeh, in this world, we assume that we do not. So So that's a kasha. The Gemara in the end of Chulin says, "I shiloach hakana," it says, "I keep it abeim." So the Gemara over there asks a kasha in Chulin. What do you mean? How can you tell me keep it up aim? Or Shiloh HaKan, you get Arichas Yamim. There was once a story where somebody was going up on a ladder to Shiloh HaKan and he died. So Elamai, the Gemara assumes what it means is you get Arichas Yam and Elam Haba. That's exactly how Gufa is the riot. However, the Ramban, what? So 1 second. So the Ramban in Emunah Bitachon asks a similar kasha to what you're asking.
What is that? That doesn't mean anything.
So we're just getting started. If you still have questions before Ma'ariv, we'll get there. So the Ramban in Emunah Bitachon. No, it's an important question. We should have a shiur on everyone treating each other respectfully. It's more important than all the Torah that we're going to learn is to treat each other respectfully. So the Ramban Sefer Emunah Bitachon asks a kasha, which is similar to the kasha that's being raised, and that is, how can the Gemara tell us in Maseches Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel? For example, Hazar b'tzitzis zocha l'talis na. Somebody who's careful to always wear tzitzis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay you back and he's going to give you beautiful clothing. Or for in fact, the Gemara says, Hazar b'mezuzah zocha l'dira na. Someone who's careful to put up a mezuzah, the Rabban Shalom is going to pay you back, give you a beautiful house. Ask the Ramban in Emunah Bitachon, what do you mean? That's exactly the kasha you're asking. So the Gemara already has your kasha. The Ramban takes it further. The Ramban asks, how does the Gemara give us all these kinds of dinim, which tell us that if you're Zohar in Tzitzis, you're going to get this. If you're Zohar in this mitzvah, you're going to get that. Ask the Ramban, what do you mean? HaKaren Kayem is L'Olam HaBa. We don't get paid in Olam HaZeh. Answers the Ramban as follows. These are very specific examples that the Gemara gives that you're going to be paid in Olam HaZeh. What are the examples the Gemara gives? One is, Hazar B'Tzitzis, Zoha L'Talis No. Explains the Ramban. Why that example specifically? Why don't you just say, anyone who keeps Shabbos, also he's going to get whatever he's going to get. So the Ramban says as follows. Says the Ramban, the reason why is because we assume tzitzis you're not really chayv to wear. Tzitzis you're only chayv to wear if you have a four-cornered garment. We go out of our way to be mechayv ourselves in tzitzis. Says the Ramban, it's a mitzvah you're not mechayv to do and you do it anyway. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, for mitzvahs like that, I'm going to pay you back even in Olam HaZeh also. I'm going to give you something special. Or for that matter, says the Ramban, if you have a person, the Gemara says, Hazar b'kiddush hayom, zoche, somebody who's careful to make kiddush, the Ribbono Shel Olam will make sure always to have wine flowing through your house. So the Ramban says, what do you mean? How can you say that you're going to get Tzchar Nolam Hazeh? Explains the Ramban, no. The reason why is because, really, you're allowed to make Kiddush B'di'evet on Pas. You don't have to spend so much money to buy one. You go out of your way to go buy a fancy, expensive, dry wine that's not Mavushal, and you want to spend all this money. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know what? You're going above and beyond for me. I'm going to go above and beyond for you, Kavi Yochel. Also, I'm going to pay you back in Olam Hazeh. So this is what the Ramban writes. And based on this Ramban, one can answer the kasha in Parshas Pinchas. The pasuk says over there, "V'haisalo lezara acharav bris kuhunas olam tachas hashakini lelokava echap rabban Yisrael." So the Mefarshim all ask the kasha, "What do you mean? How can the Ribbono Shel Olam pay back Pinchas for the ma'aseh kanos that he did for killing the person that was supposed to be killed? What do you mean? Aye, v'haisalo bris kuhunas olam." That lo lezar acharav, it's a schar for the mitzvah that he did. What do you mean? Schar mitzvah by Amaleka, we assume you don't get schar in Olam Hazeh. The answer is, what's the halacha? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Habol Aramis, the halacha is, Kanoim Pogimo, you're not mechuyiv to kill him. Pinchas went ahead and did something above and beyond what he was mechuyiv to do. So therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam comes back to him and says, yeah, the real schar you're going to get in Olam Hazeh, but I'm going to pay in Olam Haba. We're going to pay you something extra in Olam Hazeh. Also, based on this Ramban, maybe we can understand the story by Pinchas as well. Either way, we assume that the reward is only granted in Olam Haba, generally, and in Olam Hazeh, we have exceptions. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam throws us a little bit of a schar here, and he gives us something extra special here. What's the reason? Why do we assume you can't be paid in Olam Hazeh? You can only be paid in Olam Haba. So many explain the Baal Shem Tov has this, the Chida. You have from different camps, Hasidim, Svardim, Ashkenazim, everyone has the same vart. Basically, the pshat is as follows. The schar that we deserve for a mitzvah is something that's nitzchis. It's schar nitzchi. It's something that's everlasting. It's something that you really can't quantify. You can't put into this world. Olam Hazeh is something that has an end. So what are you going to tell me? I did a mitzvah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to pay you back? There's nothing in this world that can ever pay you back for a mitzvah that you did. So therefore, the Mefarshim explained, that's why we assume schar mitzvah by Amaleka gives us a little bit of a perspective, what schar is waiting for us in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, if the entire enjoyment of Olam Hazeh cannot even fill up what we deserve for a mitzvah that we perform. So that's the way the Mefarshim explain why we don't generally have schar in Olam Hazeh. In fact, I copied here Rav Dessler has in the Michtam Eliyahu a beautiful, beautiful imagery to try to explain to us what it means, schar in Olam Haba. Something we don't think about often, but I thought it was a good time to just quote this. He says, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Yafa sha'acha shal koras ruach ba'olam haba, mikol chayi ha'olam hazeh. 1 minute of koras ruach. What exactly means koras ruach? Koras ruach to me means putting your feet up, but in Olam Haba doesn't mean sitting and relaxing. So it's hard to understand exactly what the word means, but over here, Rav Dessler writes beautifully. He says as follows, Hu ha-pirish ki-inyan, kol chayi ha-olam hazeh. What does it mean? Yafa sha'achas, in Olam Haba, mi kol chayi ha-olam hazeh. What does it mean, kol chayi ha-olam hazeh? Hu, im nekabe tzol toch rega achad. If you're going to consolidate into 1 minute, as kol ha-shos v'gam ha-regoim shal osher v'nachas sheyesh la-adam m'meshech, Kol Yimei Chayav, every single ounce of pleasure that I've ever gotten in my entire life. I live till 120 years and I take every ounce of nachas, every ounce of simcha, every enjoyment that I had, any pleasure I had in this entire world, and I squash it all into 1 minute. Says Rav Dessler, V'netzarif lezeh kol ha'osher v'anachas, not only mine, but I take everybody in my community, and I put all of their enjoyment from their entire lives, all the nachas they had, all the simchas they had, all the enjoyment, their geshmaka houses and their cars and everything, all the food, everything they've ever enjoyed in their entire lives, and I put all of that into 1 minute. Says Rav Dessler, Gam ezeh nachnas al tocha rega v'niten hakol la'adam echad, ha'm efshel l'sharis madregas ha'osher. Can you imagine how exciting that would be? What kind of pleasure can you even conjure up in your mind for such a thing? But he says, that still wouldn't be enough of an accurate description of what's waiting for us in Olam Haba. Says Rav Dessler, Achein zos v'gam acheres. It's not only that. Not just taking every pleasure I ever had in my life and putting it all together and everybody in my community also. He says you have to go back to all the generations. Take all of the pleasure. I'm not going to read it. We don't have enough time. But he says take all of the pleasure and enjoyment in Olam Hazeh from every single person that you know or from previous generations that has ever lived in this world, and you put it all together and you imagine, what can such a pleasure possibly be? It's impossible. And he says, Yafa sha'achas, 1 minute in Olam Haba is greater. Mikol chai ha'olam hazeh. Mikol means, not just my Olam Hazeh, it means from everybody's collective experience of Olam Hazeh enjoyment that one can ever imagine, 1 minute in Olam Haba is even greater. And now you understand what the Chida says. That's why, schar mitzvah by Amaleka. Once you think of it in these terms, of course the Ribbono Shel Olam can't pay us back in this world. It's impossible. How can he pay us back in this world if 1 minute Olam Haba is greater than any pleasure you can ever imagine, all put together in one experience? So that's the way Rav Dessler gives us just a little bit of a context of what Schar Nitzchius means, and what it means to get Olam Haba, and what it means that Schar Mitzvah Vayam Aleka. So the problem is, we have a Gemara in Erevin Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara in Erevin writes, Meshalim Lesonav Alpanav Lahavido. The Gemara darshins from that pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay back, so to speak, the Rishoyim in Olam Hazeh. The Rabbanu Shalom is going to give them a good life. He's going to give them everything they want. He's going to give them riches, and he's going to give them excitement, a lot of pleasure, in order that in Olam Haba they won't be left with anything. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Schar mitzvah by Amalek, it doesn't matter, he's a Rasha, but Lamaisa, he did some mitzvahs, he deserves to get some schar for what he did. So how can he say schar mitzvah by Amalek? How can he say the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to pay back the Rasha in Olam Hazeh in order to keep him out of Olam Haba? So a different answer is given. They say in the name of the Nodeb Yehuda, I saw it in the Sefer on Chumash that Lakewood put out, the blue one. This came out many years ago. What's it called? Pninim... So they put out a beautiful Likud Sefer in Lakewood. They put together a lot of Divrei Torah from many Gedolei Achronim. So they say from Nodeb Yehuda, the answer is, imagine, I'm a Rasha my whole life, I'm not interested in learning whatever. You're going to stick me into Olam Haba, that's the biggest Gehenna I can ever have. I'm going to sit with Rabbi Akiva Eger and start learning with him, I'm not interested, it doesn't give me enjoyment. So Rabbanu Shalom says, you know what, for your benefit, I'm going to give you the pleasure in Olam Haba, because this is what you want. You don't want to be in Olam Haba learning with Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't interest you. So the Nodeb Yehuda said, that's what the Gemara says in Erevin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back the Rishonim in Olam Hazeh, because this is what they want. But we, tzaddikim, what we want, what could be a greater pleasure than to learn with Rabbi Akiva Eger, with Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course that's what we want. So therefore the Rabbanu Shalom says, for you I'm going to pay you back what you want, for him I'm going to pay him back what he wants. Okay, that's one teretz. But I saw the Chafetz Chaim explains very differently. The Chafetz Chaim has in a Sefer on Chumash, he gives a mashal to understand it. He says, imagine a person has a check. So he wants to go cash in the check, he needs money. So what does he do? Chafetz Chaim says, well, to pay the check is written out to. If the check is written out a few hundred dollars, so what do? You go to an ATM, you stick the card in, and you get out a few hundred dollars. What if the check is written out a few thousand dollars? So stop an ATM machine on the corner, that's not going to have enough cash for you to take out. They don't let you take out. So what do? You have to go to a bank. So you go to a bank, and they don't let you go to the front. You have to go to a teller. $5,000 you want to take out, you got to go speak to the teller. What happens if I have a check for $500,000? So I walk into a bank one day, I give them a check, $500,000. Yeah, you think they're going to give it to you? What? They'll call the IRS. But let's say they clear you. They don't have that kind of money lying around. They can't pay you back there. What do? So they're going to send you to wherever they're going to send you. Now they just send you online. It goes through anyway. But in the olden days, the way the Chafetz Chaim explained it, he said, you have to go to the treasury. You have to go to the capital in order for them to give you money. A regular bank, a regular ATM doesn't carry such money. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, when you have a Rasha who does a mitzvah, how much is his check written out to? Okay, he did a mitzvah. All right, very nice. He did a mitzvah. He was Mekayim something. Okay, the Rebbeinu Shalom pays him back. So go to an ATM machine, you get a few hundred dollars and good. So the Rebbeinu Shalom could pay such a person back in this world. But you have a tzaddik who does a mitzvah. And the Chafetz Chaim explains, we have such a concept as the chatchila, b'diyeved by mitzvah. So the tzaddik is machmer, he tries to get all the shittas and he does everything. Meaning, the schar for his mitzvah, the check that he deserves, is going to be $500,000, going to be $1 million. What do you think? You think you could just go to a bank? You think you could go to a teller to get the money out? That's not going to help. They don't have such money. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, the only possible way to pay you back is that's like the treasury, the way the Chafetz Chaim explains it. You have to wait till you get to the treasury, and then I'll be able to pay you back. And that's the way the Chafetz Chaim says, that's why Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka, because we don't have Kabayachal, we don't have such banks around in our times, which can actually pay us back what we truly deserve. It's interesting that what you see from here is, there are different degrees of Olam Haba that a person can have. The Chafetz Chaim writes in a different place, that the Gemara says, "Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelak l'olam haba." Everybody has a chelak in olam haba. However, we learn also the Gemara says that kol hashon alachas b'chol yom muvta chloshim olam haba. So, what do you mean? If everyone has olam haba anyway, so what do you mean? Kol hashon alachas b'chol yom muvta chloshim olam haba. You get it anyway. So, Chafetz Chaim here says another mashal just to appreciate what it means. Different levels of olam haba. So, Chafetz Chaim, and then we'll explain why it's nogeya to the parsha. Give me a minute. So, this is all the hakdama. So the Chafetz Chaim explains, based on another mashal, he says, imagine you have the biggest gevir in town, rents out the biggest, most fancy hall, he's making a chasna. So what does he do? He invites all the big ashirim, all the fancy people, and he sends a car for those people to come, and he has ushers waiting for them outside and everything. So obviously, the gevir doesn't care, he invites all the aniim also, but is there anybody waiting outside for the ani to come? Is there anybody saying, oh, why is the ani late? Nobody even notices. We notice when the governor of the town hasn't showed up yet, okay, the Gvir starts getting nervous. What's going on? He sends up an invitation. So then the Gvir sends out a big fancy car to go get him, and he sends all the guests outside to greet him. So what kind of entry are you going to have into the wedding? Yeah, the honey's going to slip in. He's going to sit on the floor. He's going to get some scraps of French fries that they're serving at the kids' meal on the side. But Lamaisa, the person who really was invited and the person who really belongs at that wedding, what's he going to get? He has all the guests coming outside to greet him. He gets treated like royalty because he really belongs there. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we have different degrees, different levels of Olam Haba also. Yes, you're right, Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Yeah, but you might be sitting on the floor eating French fries with ketchup. Is that what you want? Says the Chafetz Chaim, you have people who are Shana Halachas B'chol Yom. Imagine the schar they're going to get. And imagine the schar for people who do even more than that. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you can't say everything's comparable. You have someone who shows up to a wedding, and they're really excited that he's there, and they send out all the guests to greet him, and they send the car to pick him up. So says the Chafetz Chaim, we have such a concept of different levels of Olam Haba. So, we have this idea, the Gemara says in Kiddushin Lamates, and this is what we were describing, Schar Mitzvah, B'hai Amalek. So, the problem is as follows. Many Mefarshim ask on this week's Parsha. The Yerushalmi writes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, darshaning the Pasuk, V'shamru es Mishmarti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you should watch my Mishmarim, which means, make sure you keep the Torah. Ask the Yerushalmi, why is it called Mishmarti? What do you mean? I keep the Torah? It should say, V'shamru es Mishmartichem. You should keep your Torah. It's not my Torah. So the Rishalmi says the answer is that the Rabban Shalom himself makes sure to keep the Torah also. We can hold the Rabban Shalom accountable that he's going to keep the Torah too. And that's why we have all these funny questions all over Chazal. How does the Rabban Shalom do this if he's not allowed to? How does Eliyahu Navi come on Shabbos? How he's not allowed to do Tchum? So we have all sorts of funny questions. So over here, the Achronim ask a kasha. We have in this week's Parsha, the Pasuk says in Parsha Kedoshim, Lo Salim Pula Sachir Itcha Ad Boker. If you have somebody, Nogeh Halacha Lamaisa, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamates and Chashim Mishpat. This is also the Gemara, the Sugya in Bab Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud, Kuf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara describes in very great detail, both a Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim and in Parshas Kisetze, that one has to pay a worker who works for him right away. You're not allowed to wait Ad Bo HaShemesh, Velosabu Alav HaShemesh. You're not allowed to wait till Shkia. If, let's say, he works by you during the day, you have to pay him back before nightfall. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to say, they say in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if a person, let's say, gets into a taxi and sometimes, you know, you're in a rush, so when you get there, you want to jump out right away, so you give the taxi cab driver the money before you get out, when you're stuck at a red light, so you give him the money, you say, you know what, when we're there, I'm just going to jump out right away. So Shlomo Zalman said he used to be careful not to do that. Why? Because you could be mekayim a mitzvah. The halacha is you're not mechuyev to pay him until the job is done. If you're going to go pay him before, okay, it's very nice, you paid him, obviously you owe money, you paid him, but he said you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you should pay him before Shkia. So you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah if you wait till the job is over, and then you pay him. Then said Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have a kiyum mitzvah. So it's interesting. So we have this halacha. So the Achronim ask a kasha, if we hold that the Rabbanu Shalom also is accountable to keep the mitzvahs, so how can you say schar mitzvah by Amaleka? How can you say the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't pay us back in Olam Hazeh for the mitzvahs that we do? Aye, he's also held accountable. B'yom atiti and scharo, he's mechuyev to pay us back right away. He asks us to do mitzvahs, we do what we're supposed to do. I come to him and I say, hey, pay me back. Why do we have to wait till Olam Haba? Why is that fair? Why is that fair? This is the kasha that many Achronim ask. So we won't get too much into it. But just one teretz that some Achronim give is the following. In Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamates, the Shach writes in Chosha Mishpat that when a person does an indirect hire, for example, I don't hire all my workers. I have a big company. I don't have time to go interview everybody. So I ask somebody else to hire on my behalf. So says the Shach, if I hire Ayudei Shliach, somebody else hires on my behalf, so we assume I'm not going to violate the Isra B'yom Atitin Scharo. I'm the one who signs the check at the end of the day. Doesn't matter, but that's the halacha. The only time I'm violation of B'yom Atitin Scharo is if I go out and I hire the worker. But if somebody else hires him on my behalf, even though I pay him the check, still I'm not over. So the Achronim say, listen to this Schar. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us all the mitzvahs. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. He's the one who pays us back. But Moshe Rabbeinu served as the Shliach. No? So if you assume that B'yom Atitin Scharo doesn't apply as long as the Shliach is the one who hired him, no? So over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who, so to speak, hired us to do the mitzvahs. So therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachal is saved, so there's no kasha. This is what some Achronim say. Givaldik Kasha. So let's just close with that. The Pardes Yosef writes that based on this, you can understand the Smichas HaParshias. He's right, so you'll understand in a minute. The Pardes Yosef writes, we have a Smichas, we say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba, and right after that, the next Masechta is Moshe Kibul Torah MiSinai. What's the connection? So he says, perhaps the connection is like this. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. You're going to ask a kasha L'Sol and Pula Sachir Itcha Ad Boker. Why is he paying us L'Olam Haba? Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Pay us over here in Olam Hazeh. Answer is Moshe Kibul Torah MiSinai. That's why the two things are right next to the other. Since Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who was Mekabel Torah and he gave it to us, therefore the Rabbanu Shalom has a license Kaviyachol to pay us L'Olam Haba. He doesn't have to pay us L'Olam Hazeh. He's not going to violate this Isra. And to your kasha, the Rebbe Reb Heschel writes in the Chanukas HaTorah, he says that the Medrash writes as follows: Kol Mashri Yisrael Ochlem B'Olam Hazeh. Strange medrash, medrash pliya. What does it mean? Everything that we have, all the pleasure in Olam Hazeh, is only because we keep the mitzvah of having emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this supposed to mean? Explains the Rebbe Reb Heschel exactly what you said. Because the first dibra, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, having emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem said Himself. Mipi Agvur Shemana, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give us that. Oh, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah to do the mitzvah, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu, then he's mechuyev to pay us back. Therefore, says the medrash, call all the hana that we get in Olam Hazeh is only b'schar ha'emuna. Why b'dafke emuna? Why don't you say it's because of our tefillin, because of our talis? No! Because all that was al-yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to get paid l'olam haba for that. That was al-yidei shliach. B'yom titin schar doesn't apply. However, the mitzvah is exactly like you said, the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha, which is the mitzvah of emuna. So over there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu v'atzmo came and gave us mipi agvur shamanim. We heard that from God's mouth Himself. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zechiv to pay us back right away. That's what the medrash means, that all the schar and the hana that we get in Olam Hazeh is because of the mitzvah emunah. Okay, there's a lot more to say on this, but I think it's probably time to daven ma'ariv.